Hello. Come on in. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu. I'm your host and a barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones. Our lives are formed by the experiences that we endure, live through, survive, get beyond, enjoy. As children, our lives are formed by the adults in our experience and in our world. And as adults, our lives may be formed by the little interchanges that we experience as we move through our day. During my conversation with Pat Parker, she shared with me two completely different experiences in her world that left ripples in her life and held resonances that surprised her. We begin it all with a quote from Maya Angelou. Here's hoping.
I was raised by a mother whose one of whose mantras was, what will people think? And generally, they were not going to think positively.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, I ran into Maya Angelou, who says, it doesn't matter what they think about you. It matters how they feel about themselves when you leave them. And that seems to me a lot of what you all have been working with.
Yeah.
And I also was thinking of how small it can be. You mentioned the supermarket. I remember being in Brunswick and getting set to drive out of a supermarket parking lot. And a gentleman was coming out of the store as I was leaving the lot. And so I stopped for him to go across. And he gave me this very courtly bow, which said, just go. I felt good all the rest of the day.
Wow, that's wonderful. And you're right. Yeah. It does not need to be verbal to have that glow of sunshine warm you. Wow.
It didn't have anything to do with me personally, but that was there, the fact that it was there in a supermarket parking lot. I mean, I just drove away laughing. It was just so delightful.
Yeah.
And also, you know, very courtly, very polite, but and giving, generous to do that. I mean, he had the right of way. And that happened. Catherine, it's got to have been at least 5 years, and I still remember that experience, that it was just such a delight to be, to participate in it, to receive it. Yeah, to receive
it. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
But it's a great reminder of how small the gesture may be.
Yeah.
That goes for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. And you're absolutely right. Oh, yeah.
Well, let me give you a contrast. I was also driving in Brunswick. I think I was in a lane to go straight ahead. Anyway, a police car pulled up beside me. There were two lanes, and he was he was shaking his finger at me. He was incredibly angry. I had no idea what was going on, but I worried about it for a long time afterwards. And again, I still remember it.
Yeah.
Something happened. It was like, you've been very bad.
Oh.
You don't know what you've done.
Yeah. Oh, and that, boy, talk about conjuring shadows.
That's right. That's the shadow. I think with the finger shaking, it makes me cautious again. I am, it makes me cautious and aware of how susceptible I am to being wrong, to displeasing someone. But with the bow, it makes me feel light. So it's a freeing experience, not just to drive by, but to feel freer and less cautious in the day, that I don't need to be watching, not watching my back, but watching my own behavior so cautiously. In your email, you talked about rootedness. And so I've been thinking and asking questions of my spouse and my son, how am I rooted? What roots me? And I guess I've been, I kind of came in and have been for the past few weeks thinking about rooted. How am I rooted? What roots me?
Yeah. My curiosity is not only piqued, but there's a lot of warm flame happening with that phrase. So what a great hearth you have here.
What poetry have you written, Catherine?
There's a lot happening in the head here. So rootedness. So what does that mean for you? What does rootedness mean for you?
Well, one of the first things I did was to go back and read Psalm 1, where it says, like a tree planted by the waters. The song, like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I think that rootedness must have a deep connection with hope, or vice versa, that in order to have hope, there has to be a rootedness.
Mm. Wow. So, if I may, how would you describe the soil in which those roots grow?
The first one I think of is relationships. Mm. To have solid relationships, again, it gives me a sense of freedom. I can remember that when I was baptized, Kenneth gave me a little red, one of those little red pins that has a needle on the back of it that you stick in, and it said, I am loved. And I wore that pin for a long, long time, because that was an amazing assurance to me. So I think, I have three close girlfriends. I have Kenneth, I have Ned. And with those, that's my rootedness. And I don't have to worry about out there.
Yeah.
It's nice if you like me out there, but it really doesn't matter. Yeah. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. These little interchanges that we engage in, that we cause in our lives, can be such a surprise. We are the lightning strike in another person's life. We are that gorgeous sunset that lingers in their mind. We are that heart of inspiration and the cold breeze. That connection between the shadow and the light, between the courtly bow and the shaking finger, that connection becomes that root that connects us to our own soil. It's that connection between the soil and the sky, the darkness and the light, the courtly bow and the shaking finger. What is a time when you experienced that courtly bow? A moment between yourself and another person where the space between you became warm. You felt welcomed in your life right then. Each of us have had that moment. Just like each of us have had the experience of that shaking finger, of feeling that our behavior must be more closely monitored. We've done something wrong, but we're not sure what. We are complicated as human beings. Our experiences are informed and formed by our relationships with other people. And how we interact, not only with others, but with ourselves, can make such a vastly enormous difference in our lives and in the lives of others. I went back and found the quote that Pat mentioned. I read it several times, thought about it. Maya Angelou said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And that's true. People will forget what we've said. People may misremember or misquote us, but they don't forget how we made them feel. Whether it's the courtly bow or the shaking finger, or being reminded that you are loved, each one of these events happens in a split second, and yet it lingers in our lives and in our minds. And that's what I love the most about this coffee shop. It gives me the opportunity to tell you that you matter. You matter. And here's hoping that you can experience a courtly bow, and that it may overshadow any experience of a shaking finger, whatever that may happen to be. This was great. Thanks for coming to my imaginary coffee shop. I'm your host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones, and I'm so glad that you joined me today. Whether this is your first visit or you've been here before, I hope you consider sharing this episode with a friend so other people can find their way to Here's Hoping. If you're interested in having a conversation with me in my imaginary coffee shop, send me an email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out to me at Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as well, and I will get the notification through all of the various connections. But to be honest, I sometimes find that social media holds a lot of shaking fingers and very few courtly bows. But there are still links in the show notes. Music for Here's Hoping has been composed and produced by Reverend Dr. Seth Jones. Thank you, Seth. Original artwork for Here's Hoping has been created by Ty Sorex, with additional graphics created with Canva. So here are the two quotes that I'm going to leave for you. One of them is from the show Parks and Recreation. The other one is from the movie Constantine with Keanu Reeves. I will, of course, leave links in the show notes. Here's one. You know what makes a good person good? When a good person does something bad, they own up to it. They try to learn from it, and they move on. And here's the other quote. I know you've never had much faith. You've never had much reason to. But that doesn't mean that I don't have faith in you. May the road rise to meet you, and never too fast. And may the best of our past be the worst of our future. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.